Yeah, I'm ready. All good. Hello, I'm Mick Marriott, and I'm course leader for BSc Computer Science and BSc Computer Science with Artificial Intelligence at Sheffield Hallam University. So the UK government is unfortunately trying to play catch-up with the rest of the world in regards creating some formal legislation around the control and also the leveraging of AI technologies to advance our society. So as you'll have seen earlier in the news, the US, President Biden released an executive order earlier this week, and the EU has had an act going through the approval process since June. So we're just trying to catch up, I think, a little bit to make sure that we don't get exposed to any of the threats that come with AI, but also that we can leverage the benefits that are going to come to us as a society. Like I've said, you know, the US have already, fair enough, the executive order can be revoked by the next president, but they're setting their stall out already. The EU has a very robust set of legislation around protections coming from AI, and I do think that the US version of that legislation, as ours, will end up being a subset or a flavour of the European Union law. Not at all. You know, AI's been around since the 1950s. It's older than what I am, and I'm quite old. We use it in everyday life, knowingly or unknowingly, when we're using our smartphones, when we're using things like Netflix, even when we're using interacting with public services, they're using AI. So it's not new at all, and it's not that advanced. It's quite stupid. We have to train it quite rigorously to make sure that it outputs something that is passable as a human conversation. So why this has suddenly come to prominence recently is because of the increase in computing power available to us. So previously these things were very low level, very much in the background, but because of this increase in computing power, we can now generate content, especially in large language models like ChatGPT, that seems to be generated from a human source and is reputable, which it is not. I think it's a very useful tool when you use it in the context in which it's meant to be used, in regards as generative. So it's not accurate at all. You can have it to write a report for you or a piece of information, and that information is not factually accurate, even though it may appear to from somebody's point of view who isn't an expert in the field or even knowledgeable. And that's the danger of it. But there's been a lot of media hype around it. I've been on a couple of shows recently talking about the prominence of ChatGPT. And it's that media presence that, in addition to a lot of hype from Hollywood, there's been a raft of films recently around how AI is going to end the world for us, which I'm not sure it is anytime soon. Is far-fetched. At the current point in time, there's no danger of AI ending the world. We've got Elon Musk currently talking about environmentalists hacking an AI system to protect the environment, which is a good thing, the protection bit. But the natural conclusion of that AI will be to wipe humanity out. We're nowhere near that scenario by decades. because these systems aren't plugged into any major control infrastructure or military infrastructure. So it is a lot of hype, and I think it's a lot of self-promotion myself. Elon Musk's a very mercurial character, in my opinion. You know, one day he'll say one thing, the next day he goes completely against what he's already said. And he's invested a lot in some of these companies. So ChatGPT's parent company, Elon Musk has invested millions into as a startup. Now all of a sudden it's the end of the world if we continue to use it. So I'm always wary about these media stories that are telling us that it's going to be the end of the world. We're nowhere near that yet. Yeah, of course they can unwind it, but I have a little algorithm that I apply, which is, and it's not an algorithm, it's more a process. Are you an expert in this field? If not, you shouldn't be relying on ChatGPT to generate the content, because the output needs that human overlay on it to make it valid. So I can get to write something now about computing, submit it as a dissertation, and it's complete bobbins. There's no real value to it. So yeah, we've seen some students try to use it, to be honest, and they get detected really quickly because we've got tools in place, and you can tell more often than not when a student's not at that level that matches the report that they've submitted. Yes. Yes, and across academia we've seen it. There's even been reports of, well, not reports, there's been an instance where some researchers have used it to generate a paper, an academic paper, and they were found out really quickly and disgraced as a result. So I'm hoping that the UK government comes up in conjunction with our international partners who are also in attendance, that they come up with a robust and solid starting point for us to create some protection within for the use of AI within our society and within businesses, but also a lot of encouragement and support for people wanting to use it, businesses wanting to use it, so we can leverage the benefits that come out of the use of generative AI and AI in general. Because the multitude, you know, the advances we're making in medicines, creating new medicines, and reducing the amount of time it takes to get a medicine to trial through the use of AI, that's going to massively impact us for the benefit as humanity and as a society. From a generative AI point of view, so ChatGPT, we're looking at the benefits around, you talked earlier about students using it to, for want of a better word, cheat. But what if if students use it as a starting point to get those ideas flowing? Anybody who's done any writing will be aware of writer's block and the fear of a white page. You can use ChatGPT to get your starting points and then use your expert knowledge, your understanding, to expand on that and create a really relative and vital piece of work. So it is a useful tool. I keep using that term tool because that's what it is. Whereas if you're relying on it to do your work, that's when you're going to come unstuck. Just that I hope that people aren't scared of it, that they go out and try and use it and see how they can integrate it into their lives. But yeah, don't believe the hype, as Public Enemy said.